podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Reading this story about fights. They went and did a survey. They wanted to find out how many fights the average family has over the course of a year. And so I'm thinking about this and I go, well, it's probably 50 or 60 fights a year. I mean, if you take all the family members into play,
yeah,
right?
Define family. So
yeah, so family.
Like immediate.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, family.
Brothers, sisters. Kay.
Anyway, so I thought it'd be 50 or 60. And then I read the story and it says 300.
My goodness.
Average family has 300 fights every year over stupid little things. And they started showing what some of the examples are. And so, okay, well, I guess that kind of makes sense. Leaving too many lights on, slamming doors, dishes left in the kids' room.
Leaving the cabinet open in the kitchen.
Right, yes. Jumping on the furniture, people not being ready to go on time.
Mm. Game of Thrones, is that on the list?
TV being too loud.
Having an affair.
All
Podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Reading this story about fights. They went and did a survey. They wanted to find out how many fights the average family has over the course of a year. And so I'm thinking about this and I go, well, it's probably 50 or 60 fights a year. I mean, if you take all the family members into play,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, define sure. family. So
yeah, so family.
Like immediate.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, family.
Brothers, sisters. Kay.
Anyway, so I thought it would be 50 or 60. And then I read the story and it says 300.
My goodness.
Average family has 300 fights every year over stupid little things. And they started showing what some of the examples are. And so, okay, well, I guess that kind of makes sense. Leaving too many lights on, slamming doors, dishes left in the kids' room.
Leaving the cabinet open in the kitchen.
Right, yes. Jumping on the furniture, people not being ready to go on time. Mm.
Game of Thrones, is that on the list?
TV being too loud.
Having an affair.
All yeah, all of that stuff. So it does add up to 300 fights a year over stupid things.
It's funny. We had, oh man, you guys, we don't really get into too many epic yelling,
blowouts.
Fighting, blowouts, but man, we had one this weekend.
When you say we, you mean you and sweet
the missus,
little Nicole?
Sweet little pregnant hormonal Nicole. I think that was part of the problem, but I did something.
You can't blame everything on the hormones.
Yes, I can. Oh,
no.
It's
no,
wicked crazy
no,
nuts.
Sometimes you're just a jerk
yeah.
and she's mad at you.
There might be that, but the hormones might have escalated it. I did something and I didn't apologize for it. And I told her I wasn't going to apologize for it. And
why?
Then I said
just
a bad
to make
word.
A point or something?
Well, no, because I wasn't going to apologize
What'd
for what
you
I
do?
Did. I'm not talking about that. But what were you, but this fight was
Wait a minute,
occurring.
You acknowledge that you did something wrong?
No. No, because I felt I didn't do something wrong, so I'm not apologizing. Because I felt like I was in the right. So
All
I said,
right.
I'm not going to apologize, blankety blank blank. This was occurring as I was backing out of our driveway, and it was just me and her in the car because Reed was at my grandma's house. So she flew open the car door, jumped out of the car as it was moving.
She's a pregnant lady.
Pregnant
She's like
lady.
7 months pregnant.
She's like Chuck Norris pregnant. She rolled out of the car under the driveway. She tuck and rolled.
It was not a stunt double.
And then she proceeded to, as she made her way back up to the front door, scream three or four times, F you, F you, F you, in front of the God in the neighborhood.
Oh, I hope. God, I wish the neighbors were recording that.
You totally had this coming.
Oh, I totally did. Yeah, it was a pretty epic fight. Then I had to put it in park, and we went inside, and she was fighting more. And then she grabbed some other car keys that we had
for
my truck. And I was like, well, you can't get out in my truck because your car's behind my truck right now. She's like, well, I'm going to ram it. I'm ramming the cars to get out of here.
This is great.
I thought she was going to go into labor. I really did. I was like, calm down, calm down. The baby's going to come out. Please calm down. And then she threw in a few more F-U's, F-U's. It was epic, you guys.
That is so awesome.
So what did you guys do this weekend?
I'm going to find out what you did.
I didn't argue with
nuts.
Anybody this
it
weekend.
It was so nuts.
Had a very pleasant
wow.
weekend. Mm-hmm.
You know, when Gentleman Caller and I fight, I think there's been one time when we've dropped an F-bomb on each other. Like, that is some extra level fighting.
It's so
Let me
not
ask you this.
Either.
Do you guys, Emily, do you and Gentleman Caller ever resort to name calling?
No.
In your fights?
Like, I'm so proud of ourselves, even the, you know, for all of the fights that we've had, we've never been like, oh, you're a B, you're a D.
Yeah.
You know, like, we don't do the name calling because words can hurt forever, Jeremy.
Right. But sometimes.
But F you.
But really, like, we don't do that a lot, but something about it just felt right. I hate to, it's a weird It's a weird feeling. It just felt like it needed to happen. We needed to have a big blowout. Uh-huh. And then we were fine.
And later now it's that, the calm after
we were fine
the storm.
On Sunday. But yeah, I mean, we had plans on Saturday night to go out to dinner with friends and go to a movie. And she wanted to cancel everything. She wanted to be done. And we still went out. It was awkward for them. It was awkward for our friends. But come Sunday,
because you guys were
going
talking.
Out with the fighting yes. couple is.
And she told him when we got in the car, she's like, listen, things might be a little awkward tonight.
Oh, my God. Because
I said some things to Jeremy that I really meant.
And he's not moving out.
And, he's not apologizing.
Gosh darn it.
So, but it felt like
did
it needed to be done.
Did you ever apologize on Sunday?
No, sir. I didn't.
You're so stubborn.
I am.
Why don't you just tell your pregnant wife you're sorry?
Didn't feel like I needed to apologize.
Great.
So she can jump out of all
I
the
can't understand
cars
where you're
wants.
Going because you keep saying that, but then you also said that you had it coming. So I'm can't even
I
understand.
I feel like the fight was coming. Like at some point you just need a blowout with each other. And then you kind of get it all out there off your chest and then you're fine. It just felt like it was necessary.
I know that. We've been there. I mean, not FU level, but we've been there where, yeah, you do. It's like a kettle, you know, and it's bubbling. And then finally, mm-hmm.
It's like
the
Jiffy
kettle
Pop.
Goes off. Or Jiffy Pop.
Mm-hmm.
Both ridiculous
more delicious
examples.
Than a kettle full of hot
yeah.
water. Yeah.
Mm.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thanks, buddy.
For your knockdown dragout.
And she
week.
Didn't go into birth. It was pretty good. Into labor.
I'm on her side, I guess.
If we asked our listeners, what is your current fight going on in your house right now? Because it doesn't have to be you and your spouse. It could be you and one of your kids. It could be you and a parent. It could be you and an in-law. It could be you and a...
You and a brother, like me and my brother.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your brother.
Yeah.
Well, let's come back and hear about your brother.
Okay.
Here in just, but let's see if Dom in the Morning listeners want to call in and tell us what the current fight is that's going on in their house.
Yes, please.
I can't wait to see who you're fighting with and what it's about. Odds are it's over something stupid.
Especially if there was an F-bomb involved. Please
don't back
call.
Down. Don't back down.
All right, where's Carrie? We're going to let her go first. Hi, Carrie.
Good morning.
So what's your family fight going on right now?
So last night I changed the kitty litter at the house, and it's my son's chore to take it to the dumpster. We mm-hmm. live in an apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
So he has done this multiple times where he drags it because he's lazy and it made a hole. And so there was a little trail of kitty litter this morning and turds and everything.
Turds and everything.
The empty box of the kitty litter. And he denied that he did it. And I saw the empty box and the dumpster, everything. I know it was our kitty litter. And he totally denied that he did it. And so I even told him mistakes happen, but the fact that he was lying to me just took me over the edge.
Sure. It's there's never the crime. It's the cover-up, right. Carrie.
There's a trail so to your house. How could it not be yours?
Turds and stuff.
Turds right? and everything.
Oh, I was so, it's embarrassing. I'm in an apartment. That's so rude to the right. neighbors. So
and
now
disgusting.
I'm going to go home tonight and sweep it all up. And,
no,
oh
make
God.
Him sweep it up.
Yeah.
Make him eat it.
Yeah. Turns him on his hands and knees. Yeah. Don't you dare clean up his mess, Carrie.
Well, I'll make him. His birthday is this coming weekend. If
I don't
he doesn't
care.
Clean it up, he won't. No, he will not have a birthday party if he okay. doesn't clean it up.
There you go. Thank
bam.
You. All right. Much better.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Watch bye. Out for the turds.
And everything.
Careful.
Allison. A little Donald Duck in there.
Good morning, Allison.
Good morning.
What do you got for us?
Well, I think Nicole and I might be kindred spirits. When I was 4 months pregnant, my husband and I took our 2-year-old to get his hair cut. He had a tantrum. We got in a huge argument. And while the vehicle was moving, I might have stepped out and didn't quite make the Chuck Norris roll, but ended up breaking my arm and dislocating my shoulder.
Oh, no! Why would you do that?
You know?
To try to be tough
look
and make a point.
Before you leap.
Yes, and of course, it's like, are you okay? Are you okay? And a few FUs flew out.
Yeah.
Right. And Allison, didn't you say also, you're like, Nicole, weren't you pregnant at the time when
yes,
you were
yes, yeah.
Oh,
months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I was pregnant, but no Chuck Norris role like Nicole. She was lucky to get up and walk.
Yeah. It's surprising how quick you pregnant ladies can move. I was actually quite impressed.
Like a cat.
Yeah, she's like a ninja.
Hormones had a little bit to play in
hormones.
It, so, you know.
That's right.
Give her some slack, you know. I don't know. You
well, the fight was her fault.
Say you're sorry for that.
Nah, it was her fault.
It's your
oh,
fault.
God. Allison, have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for being on the show.
So last night was the premiere of Game of Thrones after all this time. My brother came over to watch it, and he was talking the entire time, like trying to catch up. Like, wait, why did this person do this? And Game of Thrones has a lot of TNA. So then he kept commenting on that. And, oh my God, the resolution on your TV is so good. And just talk. And I kept saying, shut up, Daniel. And he wouldn't shut up. And he was just being such a woman about it. I kicked him out of my house.
Yay!
I kicked him out. He didn't listen to me, of course, which just made me even mad, you know, even more mad. But yeah, it was horrible. Like yelling. And poor Adam is sitting in the middle of us. And
tell me more about this TNA. What's this show? What was this show again?
Game of Thrones.
Let me write that down.
I don't
down.
Know why you're not watching it. Just don't talk during the TNA. That's all right. I ask.
Who would do such a thing?
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.